the best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, The Bill King Show.
Jess Newberg joins us every Thursday. And Berg, right out of the chute, a question on Twitter. What about the decommits for Florida State? What's up?
What's up? Two decommitments since the season has started. Florida State lost Alou Ba earlier in the week. Well, or was it last week? But he has since flipped to Georgia this week. He's an offensive lineman from IMG Academy. And then last night, broke the news on Knowles 24/7 that Trevion Williams, the four-star defensive end out of Mississippi, who kind of called a shot a couple weeks ago when he said he was reopening his recruitment and talking to other programs, told Knowles 24/7 that he is officially decommitted from the 2022 class for Florida State. So, yes, Florida State has suffered two decommitments in the past 14 days. But all things considered, you know, this class has held strong, but they're going to need to to replace Trevion Williams. Defensive end is a major position of need for them.
Were these decommits anything about the on-the-field presentation, or what was the problem?
Well, Alou Ba was being recruited by Georgia, right. So that's a problem. But really, with Ba, as soon as he committed to Florida State, he said he was still going to talk to other programs. He was always kind of on shaky ground. And then Trevion Williams is from Mississippi, Bill. We've been down this road before. For Florida State to land a quality prospect out of Mississippi, it takes Jimbo Fisher winning 12 games to land Cam Akers. We saw Charles Cross, the big-time offensive tackle out of Mississippi that Florida State landed under the Willie Taggart era, become a five-star prospect and promptly flip to Mississippi State. Last year, Luke Altmyer was committed to Florida State for a while and ended up flipping to Ole Miss at the end. Bill, I'm at the airport right now.
I was going to ask you.
you weren't going to ask me. We started the interview, and you just came right out of the chute with some recruiting questions. I forgot to tell you that I was traveling to Chicago on vacation this morning, and I get a Twitter notification that I'm up next on the Bill King Show, and I'm sitting here at the airport. But
Jim and Jupiter, ask Berg if the Noles will be able to capitalize on Mullen's woes and pull in the best class in the state of Florida.
Maybe. I really never thought it would come to that this season,
right.
But they really might pull the best class in the state. And I don't know if they'll necessarily capitalize, take recruits from Florida or land recruits because Florida's down. But what they are going to do is capitalize off the fact that Florida can't take over. Florida State had this same window of opportunity 8 years ago, and Jimbo Fisher made the most of it. Florida State landed number one recruits all over the place, and they won a national championship. And Mullen has the chance to put his foot on the neck of the other two Florida schools, and he just hasn't been able to do that.
We were talking about this some yesterday and earlier in the week. Nobody in the state of Florida, including the Big Three, is seemingly in the lead to take over right now.
No, but as it stands, well, no, I take that back. No, Florida State is. As it stands right now, and I know things change from week to week, and we could be saying something completely different in 4 or 5 days, but as it stands right now, Florida State is the only team in the state of Florida headed in the right direction. Everybody at Miami wants Manny fired. You know, there's some question or whether or not Miami's going to do it. The U.S. fan base is starting to realize that Dan Mullen's not the answer. At least this week, they feel like Dan Mullen is not the answer at Florida. So as it stands just right now, you know, Mike Norvell on a two-game win streak, UMass, they're going to blow them out. like, it looks like Florida State might be the only team heading in the right direction, meaning, like, they got the coach in place that they want, and they're, you know, they're taking the steps forward. Meanwhile, Miami and Florida, like, we don't even know if they got the right coach in place right now.
If it does indeed come to a conclusion that Mullen is not right at Florida, and that they won't do that this year, but let's just say in a year or two, what's mm-hmm. next?
What's next, man? I mean, Florida's still a big time job. They're gonna hire a big time coach. You got to get. It's gonna be another restart. It's how many coaches and how many years is that for the Gators? You know, they're starting to become a place if Dan Mullen isn't the guy, you know, because a lot of people thought Dan Mullen was going to go there and win a national championship. A lot of national pundits said that. A lot of people believed that all Mullen needed was this platform, and he was going to take it to where they needed to go. But he hasn't been able to, and they've kind of floundered. Meanwhile, Georgia is up, and, you know, Kirby's got his program going in the right direction. So I don't know. I don't know where they go, but it's becoming a precarious situation because they're starting to churn coaches.
Georgia Dog says, Bill, ask Berg about Florida losing a top recruit yesterday.
Yeah, Shamar James, their top linebacker, top rated prospect in the class, linebacker. I think that the writing was kind of on the wall there with him. It was pretty evident that he was just kind of holding the spot. So I think the timing for Florida isn't great. You know, the momentum moving downward for Florida at this moment with Dan Mullen answering questions at the press conference and the decommitment happening. And it's a bad week for Florida. They need a win.
Berg, any stock advice for me or the audience?
No, not today. I'm traveling today. I'll probably maybe get some Wi-Fi on the plane so I can trade some stocks, but I don't know. I'm not really feeling anything today. Well, we got big earnings coming up in the next couple weeks. I might start playing some options on those. You got any tips on earnings?
I'm pretty much not really exposed right now. I got some options on CEI. I went back in CEI and I got some
far out options on those, like January options that are doing pretty well.
Yeah, I've got some November, so I've got a little cushion here. But yeah, folks don't buy any close near options on CEI, or it'll go to zero, so don't do that.
Yeah, that's a fun one to get in and out of. But all right, Bill. Well, listen, my flight's going to board here. I'm heading to Chicago for the weekend. You have a great day.
See you, man. Appreciate it.
Bye.
There he is. That is Josh Newberg, 24/7 Sports.